Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Deanna's been on hold for a bit here. Deanna, thanks for your patience. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling and for holding. What's your story today?
Sure. I am a flight attendant. I've been flying for 25 years, and I was on a layover in San Diego last week, and I woke up, and I felt like God said, I want you to gather up some of the stuff in your hotel room and some of the stuff that you have in your bag and make a little care package and go out and find a homeless person to give it to. So I called my girlfriend, and I said, will you please pray with me because I want God to send me to the right person. And as I was leaving my hotel room, I felt like I should get a cup of hot water and some tea bags and cream and sugar and go down to like the Rite Aid store and start by buying like a big box of those wipes. So I packaged up my banana and apple and granola bars and water, and I went out with my hot water and walked down to the store, and the water was starting to get cold. And I just remember saying, Lord, you need to tell me who this person is. And I felt like he said, it's a woman. And I looked outside, and there was a woman sitting on the corner, and she was probably 45 years old. And I just went and I told her, I said, God's never asked me to do this before, but I felt like he wanted you to know that he sees you and this is for you. And she started to cry. And then I actually had like that I gave her. And I, you know, I didn't stay for a lot longer. I kind of went on my way, and I actually was able to put a little New Testament in there that I highlighted some verses in. And as I left, I just called out across the street, what's your name? And she said, my name's Maddie. And I just thought, how cool, God, that you sent me out to let Maddie know that you see her. So that was super, super neat.
Holy goosebumps for me, head to toe. What a great story, yeah. Deanna. Thank you for being obedient. That invitation of God took some engagement, took some responsibility. I mean, that was not an easy one, but you went and did it, and God bless you for it, honey. Thank you.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
And thank you, and to you. So inspired. Doug has been on hold, too. Bless you, Doug, for your patience. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I guess my story happened this morning, and I was at Bible study. And we went into prayer time, and one of the people in our Bible study mentioned that he needed $50 to be able to buy medication that his wife needed. And it just so happened that I had stopped at the ATM on the way to Bible study, and it just hit me that, well, God is never late, never early. He's always right on time. And I just felt like, you know, I've got the resource, he's got the need, and so I must be being called to provide for this need. And so I gave him the $50 after Bible study.
What did that do for your own soul, Doug?
It just reaffirms in me that, you know, God is in the business of answering prayers.
Indeed.
And that, you know, he's always with us, and he always hears our prayers. And
yeah,
he just wants all of us to know that together we can make it through anything with him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.